Good morning, New Mexico, and welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the studios from the Santa Fe Baking Company and streaming on the web at ksfr.org. We're also podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show anytime you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, and you can also subscribe to the show on iTunes. I'd like now to welcome Kashyar Darvich. She is the producer and director of the film Dalai Lama Renaissance, narrated by Harrison Ford, and it will be screening at the Film Center in Santa Fe starting tonight at 8:15. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hi. Good
morning.
I'm speaking with you this morning.
It's great to have you. Now, you document in your film Dalai Lama Renaissance an event called Synthesis. What was this, and how did it come together?
Yes. Well, I want to first actually say that at times when I speak, I stutter at times. So just want to be open about that.
Okay.
But it was an event. It was an event with 40 of the world's most innovative authors and thinkers, and they traveled to India to meet with the Dalai Lama about speaking about the world's problems and how to solve them.
How were they selected?
A few of them were friends of the Dalai Lama's. I mean, others were friends of Brother Wayne Teasdale, who was an organizer of the trip. But among the group is quantum physicist Fred Allen Wolf, who's also in the film What the Bleep Do We Know?
Right.
Yes. And also Michael Beckwith, who was in the film The Secret. So
it's a very interesting setup because you're trying to get all these people together to solve the world's problems and what kind of solutions were they looking for? What kind of problems were they trying to solve?
I think everyone on the trip, including the filmmakers, had really an optimistic idea that these great thinkers felt how inspired that they would actually come up with a lot of solutions in that week. So they were speaking about things like education. In the group was Air America host Tom Hartman, who was also on the trip, and he's an advocate of education. And as an example, he thinks that American education is almost like factory farming, whereas children aren't respected as individuals, but they're run through a system where every child is treated as a product who's molded in the same way.
Right. So
one example.
Yeah, and so all these people were together, and they were, the idea was that they were trying to solve the word's problems, which in a way is really kind of hubristic. But what's so interesting is that immediately all these so-called great thinkers got into little power and ego struggles with one another, and it seemed like a microcosm of the problems that they were trying to solve in the first place.
Yes, and it's really ironic. Their intention was to serve the world's, to solve a lot of the world's problems, but they had to really learn that in order to solve these issues of the world, that it was really important that they solved their own egos and their own issues.
Very much so, and I ended up feeling like the quantum physicists really have big mouths.
Yeah. Although Fred Allen Wolf, he really he was one of the loudest persons there, but ironically, he saw the film for the first time in front of an audience. I mean, he really understood his role in the film as someone who illustrates this this transformation of having an ego, understanding that that ego and having a loud mouth isn't going to solve problems. And then at that point, he let his ego down. His heart opened, and he was open to the influence of the Dalai Lama. So I think he, even though they, acted badly in a way, I think that everyone, has some of them in their human sides,
right,
inside of us.
And it also, I felt myself wondering when I was watching this if, what we were missing from the quietest people. And I was sort of wondering whether the wisest ones were those who actually spoke the least, and then how can you learn from them when the interminable talkers are ones making the most noise?
Yes. Yeah, I think ultimately, it's each person who watches a film, it's really the whole intention of the film is to have the film spark something inside each audience member, and that's really the every screening that I've had around the world, I've somebody speaks with me afterwards and says that that they've they've been impacted by the film, or they saw their own, their own selves and their own journey in the characters in the film.
Right. I can totally imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
It brings up a lot of questions also about the importance of leadership and the structure of groups and how you can organize groups to get work done in an effective or not so effective way. The facilitators of this synthesis group caught a lot of flack.
Yes. And they did. After the conference, half of the group felt like, that they spent all this time with the Dalai Lama, and the structure failed. In their eyes. But afterwards, after a year or so, everyone realized that the structure had to sort of allow for these egos and these conflicts, so that their egos would fall and they would experience and everyone will experience inner change and inner inspiration and transformation. So while they had the, you know, while they thought it failed, they thought there was, you know, the conflict was bad, the, you know, the fighting was bad, that really led towards the greatest change in everyone on the trip.
And so maybe the trip was effective, but not in the ways that they had thought or planned in the beginning.
Yes. Yes, and ironically, I mean, they thought that you know, that they would, you know, find some specific solutions for world's problems at the event, but ironically, it was only after experiencing, you know, that inner change, that then they went out in the world. In their books and film, and in, you know, in their talks with others, that they went out and they influenced others in a positive way, and did create change. You know, it wasn't change in the way that they thought it would be created. It wasn't impacting the world with a specific group solution. It was impacting the world. As everyone can, you know, in their own work, in their own way, but it was impacting the world by first impacting yourself and changing yourself, and that really led towards a lot of, you know, outer change.
We're talking to Kashyar Darvish about the film Dalai Lama Renaissance, which opens at the Santa Fe Film Center tonight at 8:15. There is, you know, as we were just talking about, kind of lack of humility in the belief that you can sit down in a group and look at the whole world as if from the outside and solve its problems. And one of the ideas that surfaced in the film was that Americans really have no business telling Tibet and China and other countries how to deal with their problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in fact, in the line, there's a... There's a person in the film, a biologist, who says that in the group was really, you know, the group's one plan or large idea at the event was to start a boycott of Chinese goods. I speak about ego. You know, that's a huge, huge thing to undertake. But this biologist said that, you know, that we have to actually, we have to solve our inner Tibets. You know, I mean, we can, you know, if we want to really, you know, make the world better, we have to solve our own issues, you know, in ourselves and within our own country.
And the film is such a striking document of that. It's really beautifully made. What was it like for you witnessing this whole synthesis process?
Well, you know, I had a crew of 18 who were in India, and we had 5 cameras. So at the time, I was really focused on just making sure, I mean, it was filmed, you know, and everything was where it was supposed to be in the filming process. So I really, you know, I didn't really understand the whole of everything that happened. I mean, the essence of it, until I went home and I watched all 40 hours of footage. But the thing that really struck me the most were my interviews with the Dalai Lama. So I interviewed him twice. And I was really struck, you know, everyone who speaks with him or meets him really, you know, really feels impacted by who he is. And, you know, I'm, you know, I'm a spiritual person, but I'm not religious and, you know, in a organized way. But, you know, when I was in the room with him, you know, I really felt he filled the room with a compassion. You know, I could feel it, you know. And the thing I really learned from him, you know, just by being in his presence, was that compassion, you know, is so fundamentally who we are as beings, and we stop ourselves from, you know, from being kind, from being compassionate to others, with our fears, with our expectations, with our, you know, with our pop psychology. So I really learned just you know, that was really the essence of who we are. You know, our warm, you know, warm people, compassionate beings.
Kashyar Darvish is the producer and director of the film Dalai Lama Renaissance, narrated by Harrison Ford, and it screens at the Film Center tonight at 8:15 in Santa Fe, the Santa Fe Film Center, in the former Cinema Cafe on St. Michael's Drive, and then tomorrow evening at 6:30, producer Dennis Egg will also be in attendance, and I guess we'll do some question and answers.
That sounds great.
Kashyar Darvish, and it screens also on Sunday, Monday, and through next week, so people can go to the Santa Fe Film Center or Santa Fe Film Festival website and find out more information. Thank you so much for being with us here on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
It was a real, real pleasure.
We're going to take a little break right now, and when we come back, we'll be talking about Puppet's Revenge. What's that? You'll find out in a second. I'd like now to welcome Ron and Laya Dance and Michelle LaFlamme-Childs, and they're here to talk to us for just a moment about Puppet's Revenge. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi.
Hi.
What is this event that's coming up? It's a soiree.
It's a soiree, which in French basically means a meeting or a party at night, and we're doing it from 5 to 7, so it's not exactly night.
That's what we call night in Santa Fe.
Yeah, exactly, precisely. And basically it's an opportunity in the community for people who don't ordinarily have a chance to show the kinds of things that they'd like to do. Gives them a space and a time to show those things, whether it be song or dance or a comedy or a poetry or a puppetry or whatever it is. Everybody has a short 10-15 minute slot. And all the performers share the proceeds so that we actually get paid to be artists, amazingly enough. And it's just a fun time where the community comes together to be with each other and see what all their talents are, the various talents, rather than going to the Lensic and seeing someone up on a big stage.
So it's really more intimate and interactive.
Very intimate.
And this is on Sunday, the 25th of May, in the evening. What kind of things are you going to be doing, Laya?
We, Puppet's Revenge, were the organizers, so normally we always do a short play. But this Sunday we have a poet, Michelle
who is here.
We have a comedian, Betsy Robinson, and we have a jazz singer, Susan Abbott, and we have a special star coming directly from New York, from Manhattan, an opera singer, Gate to Danger, that she will be there with us.
Why is the group called Puppet's Revenge?
Just imagine. Anything we see in the world that we feel like, oh my God, I'd like to do something about that, we get to do with puppets.
And so you actually do puppet shows with hand puppets?
Yeah.
Yeah, this particular show is a hand puppet show.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
Based on the story, the life and travels and transformations of Cabeza de Vaca and his good friend and slave, Estebanico, who was the first white man to come to New Mexico, who just happened to be black and a Moor.
Did you say his good friend and slave?
Well, yeah. He wasn't directly Cabeza de Vaca's slave, but he was a slave on the voyage in which Cabeza de Vaca was stranded on the coast of Florida.
Now, this is all happening in El Dorado, of all places. Cultural capital. of northwestern Santa Fe.
Yeah. Exactly.
And they all
or
train
southwestern.
Yeah.
And the old train station, which was a real train station, that when the train stopped at El Dorado, and it's beautiful. It's really small, and the floor is wood. And we created a little theater with curtains, and everything is red. It's so beautiful.
It's really cute.
Yeah.
So you'll be reading poetry, Michelle.
Yes.
Do you get to read your poetry aloud much?
No, there actually aren't many opportunities in Santa Fe, unfortunately, for emerging poets to read, probably because there are so many well-known writers here.
I mean, open mic poetry night seems like a no-brainer around here.
I know, and there aren't that many.
How very odd. Somebody out there who's listening, get this started. So we're going to have to go in a second, but Puppet's Revenge is this, or the Puppet's Revenge Soiree number 3 is this Sunday from 5 to 7 in the evening at the train station?
Yes.
How do people, I mean,
it's next to the community center in El Dorado. So you go to El Dorado, you take the first entrance, and you follow, and in less than 1 mile, you find the community center where the swimming pool is, and there is the train station there. No.
And for more information, people can call 516-0882.
No, 216.
216-0882.
Or they can go to puppetsrevenge.com.
Puppetsrevenge.com. Ron and Laya Danz, Michelle Liflam-Childs, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Robert Knott will be with us in just a moment. I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is the associate editor of the Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican, and he's with us here just about every Friday speaking of the arts. Mustache Man, I'd like to welcome you.
Good morning, good morning. We dance a whole night through. Good morning to you. How are you?
Who'd you dance the whole night through with?
My puppy dog, Rio.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you say more about that?
No, he pushes up on the bed and he like climbs all over me. And I know it's morning because like his head is on my stomach. Or if I'm laying on my stomach, his head is on my back. But if he rolls out of bed, then I can get out of bed and get up. And this morning he didn't roll out of bed till like 6:45. So I'm running a little, preambulated. So deal with me. Hey, listen, I came into work.
You love saying the word preambulate.
I certainly do, but don't precipitate what I'm about to say. Listen, I walked into work this morning, which is amazing in itself, and I checked my email, which I do not always do before I come on this show. So if you send me emails, I can't speak for Mary Charlotte, late on Thursday or early Friday, I don't always get them, but I did get this one mentioning that we have new listeners in North Albuquerque.
Yay!
And reminding them that the studio and actor space will present Wake Up and Smell the Coffee tonight and Saturday night, starring David Garver and produced by Greg Serrano. And they gave me a phone number.
And we had Greg Serrano on the air recently. That's and a wonderful actor.
Excellent. The phone number is 505-670-511. Now, that's not a full phone number, but my point is that they didn't get the full phone number on the press release. That happens. I'm not embarrassing them. I'm just pointing out once again, make sure you have phone numbers. Make sure you have all the info you need. At least they told me the Actors Space is located at 10131 Coors Boulevard, Northwest in Albuquerque. And they do have a website, www.thestudios.biz. But please, you guys are responsible for making sure these press releases, whether they go to Mary Charlotte or me, to Pasatiempo, to The Reporter, to the Albuquerque Journal, whatever media outlet you need, please make sure everything is correct.
Yeah, that's definitely a 6-digit phone number just is not cutting it, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, perhaps you can find on your computer the phone number for
me. I know,
I'm
looking for it.
In the interim, there's a new book, Southwestern Indian Jewelry, Crafting New Traditions. And today at 2 o'clock, the author, Dexter Sarrio, will be talking about it and signing copies at the Museum of Indian Arts and Culture at 710 Camino Lejo on Museum Hill by museum admission. There is a little bit about this in our subtext section of our book page, which Pasatiempo has been running now for about 3 months.
How's that going?
I think we're doing a fine job. I don't know. We haven't heard from people, but we're keeping it going. We're doing our best to be regional. We have some really good authors helping us out. Barbara Ferry, who's really good. Candelar Versace is really good. And there's a lot of new freelancers working in Pasatiempo, and we're really happy to have them working with us. So you have to tell me. Anyway, that's today at 2 o'clock. Also, Jack Loeffler, who we have a story about in today's Pasatiempo, he's signing copies of his book, Survival Along the Continental Divide.
Which is fabulous.
An anthology of interviews, 5:30 p.m. today at Collected Works on 208B, as in boisterous, West San Francisco Street, 988-4226. I have not yet seen that the subject was roses. I'm going this weekend, Santa Fe Playhouse. It's a nice little play from the mid-60s, set in the mid-40s, written by Frank D. Gilroy, whose son, whose first name escapes me, just wrote Michael Clayton. I think it's Tony Gilroy. Anyway, Frank Gilroy's play is tonight at 8 o'clock, tomorrow at 8 o'clock, Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Santa Fe Playhouse, 142 east of Vargas Street. You got to pay to get in. Call 988-4262. Word of mouth on it that I've heard is that it's good.
Hey, our friend Laurel is in the control room. And
hey, Laurel. She never speaks to me.
Hey, Robert, how are you? You're fabulous.
She never speaks to you. She speaks to me right now.
The first time she came on, like, and you introduced her, she was, like, really nice to me. And then, like, I never hear from her again. Unless there's a fun drive and she's telling me to be quiet so she can list names.
Well, you know.
But listen to that voice she has.
I know. And that voice is about to tell us about a very special event that, for some reason, didn't make it into the Pasatiempo today. What is it?
Absolutely.
Children's Museum.
For all you fans of the Children's Museum, there's going to be an interactive circus performance. And the Salida Circus from Colorado will be there. This is Saturday from 6:30 to 7:30.
Hey, circus.
That's interesting because looking at the Children's Museum listing in Pasatiempo, you're correct, that's not in there. But what is in there is that Sunday at 10 to 11:30, it says circus in 60 minutes. Learn acrobatics, juggling, clowning, and plate spinning. That must be tied to that very same
thing.
It
might very well.
It is indeed, but the event itself was neglected, I guess.
And so that's on Saturday evening at the Children's Museum in Santa Fe from 6 to 7.
Charge, but I don't know what it is. It's peanuts, though.
Yeah, you should go. It's really...
And then you can get peanuts, and then the elephants will put them in their trunks and eat them.
That is the cutest thing ever.
It is so cute. Speaking of cuteness, Small Dog Rescue will be at Teca 2 in San Busco Center in Santa Fe tomorrow from noon until 3 in the afternoon.
Rescue us.
And also, where did I put it? Well, I have a cat announcement as well.
Oh, yeah.
Felines and Friends in Santa Fe is in urgent need of foster homes for adult kitty cats of all ages. Kitten season has hit, and they're wonderful adult cats that are being overlooked for adoption, and they've just lost their primary foster home due to foreign travel, so they're absolutely desperate to move over about a dozen cats into new foster homes. For more information, you can call the telephone number in the area code 505-316-2281, or you can email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com.
When I was in the military and I had a pair of military boots in my room, I looked over a friend's kitty cat the first day they got the kitty cat because they had to go away. And the little kitty cat who was black got inside the boot and I couldn't find him because it was black in there.
What happened then?
They came back and I was like, I didn't open the door. I was here all afternoon with the kitty cat. The windows aren't open. The kitty cat's gone. And I panicked because you don't want to lose your friend's kitty cat.
No, you don't.
And so they were like, relax. They looked everywhere in the room. We looked for 30 minutes, and finally his wife looked down into my boots and saw a pair of eyes looking up at her.
Yeah, if you put your foot in those boots, you would have found out faster.
Today, at Andrew Smith Gallery, the David Errington collection of Ansel Adams, I was walking around in my socks, once in a while I do that, has a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. They're still continuing the Baron Wolman at Rolling Stone Covers exhibition.
Yay.
June 15th. Andrew Smith's at 122 Grant Avenue. I think it's down there where the old that bed and breakfast used to be. Chuck Jones Studio Gallery has a tribute to Chuck Jones, the late animator. It's called the Dr. Seuss Show. We all like Dr. Seuss. We all like Chuck Jones. He did Bugs Bunny. He did Dr. Seuss. He did Cute Little Critters, mostly for Warner Brothers. Reception 6 to 9 p.m. Show runs through June 20th. Meanwhile, Gallery Zuger, 120 West San Francisco Street downtown, has paintings by Carrie Fell, reception 4 to 8 p.m. And Jenny Cooley Studio Gallery at 717 D, as in Delightful, Canyon Road, has La Loteria. 20 juried artists present work depicting images from the popular Mexican card game. Reception 5 to 7 p.m. Show runs through May. And if you're going up there to Canyon Road, you can consider some of the other openings. McLarry Fine Art has a group show of landscape paintings. Meyer Gallery, which is in the same area, 225 Canyon Road, has paintings by Todd Williams and Suchitra Bosley. And New Concept Gallery at 610 Canyon Road has Southwest Landscapes. There's a bunch of Canyon Road openings tonight. Head on up there, walk on up there, and if you want to go downtown to some, pardon me, if you want to go to the rail yard, Santa Fe Clay has Bling. Do you know what Bling is?
Uh-huh.
Did you say uh-huh or uh-huh?
Yes.
Can you explain it?
I'm not sure I can explain it in the context of their thing.
Well,
it's like flashy stuff that you wear.
It's like ornamentation that you can put on anything.
Yeah.
So it's a group show reception 5 to 7. We have a really good story by Craig Smith in today's Pasta Tiempo. Matter of fact, it's our cover story, and it's a beautiful cover. The pasta's looking great this week. Pick it up. It's a great arts and entertainment magazine. It's got a great calendar, even if we miss things.
And the fabulous Robert Knott is everywhere represented.
And my review of Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skulls in there. I went to see it Monday night in Albuquerque with a bunch of people that were like kids. And we were all
like
lined
you?
Up. Yeah, and we were all lined up, and there was this little girl behind me, and she kept saying, "Mommy, why is that the lady doing that? Why is he? Why did they get killed? Why is that man fighting? What are those snakes doing?" I wanted to turn around and, like, throttle her, but she was really cute. Plus, her father was this huge guy, like a wrestler with tattoos, so I knew that it would be better if I just sat there cowardly and watched the show, and I did, and it's a really good show, and I'm glad the little girl liked it, and I liked it. And anyway, Indiana Jones is at Regal 14, so you should go see it because it's exciting, and that's in the Pasta Tiempo today. Well,
and
goodbye.
Another film, Plum Blossom in Snow, which is about Jane Dye, Zhizhen Dye, whose husband was killed for practicing a form of Qigong called Falun Gong. And we had her on in China, and we had her on the air several days ago, and the film has been held over, so it's showing. It's a wonderful film, and it's a very important human rights issue that's happening in China, and it will be showing on Sunday at 4:15, and then on the 27th, whatever that is, I guess Tuesday at 6:30.
Nice. While we're talking movies, A Man Named Pearl getting good review from Doug Fairfield in our Pasta Tiempo today. It's about a guy that does, what do you call it, topiary?
Topiary?
Yeah, that. He like...
cutting shrubberies into sculptural
right.
shapes.
And that's at the screen. The Son of Rambo, R-A-M-B-O-W, is a light comedy over at DeVargas. Jonathan Richards liked it. The Chronicles of Narnia is playing at Regal, if anybody cares about those antics with the lion and the kids. Forgetting Sarah Marshall, what I thought was a wonderful comedy, is still playing at Regal North, not the best studio cinema in town. Iron Man's still running, not my kind of movie, you know, the hero guy that goes around belting people. And then you still have The Singing Revolution at the screen, and you have the terrible comedy What Happens in Vegas at Regal Stadium 14. Pick up the Pasta Tiempo, we got a whole bunch of stuff. What's happening at CCA, what's happening at the screen, what's happening at the Film Center. And that's all. What time is it?
It is 8:41.
Yikes.
And tonight at Body of Santa Fe, which is almost across the street from the Santa Fe Baking Company on Cordova Road, there is a concert for the animals. It's at 7:30, and it's a, singer-songwriter Martha Reich will be there, cellist-composer Michael Cott, native flute artist Patrick Shendo, and special guest David Garver will all be there, and they will present also work of the Española Valley Humane Society. And they're going to launch a community-wide effort to raise much-needed funding to provide information for some of those animal projects. And then yoga in the schools benefit, also at Body, is tomorrow from 2 to 4:30 in the afternoon. For more information, you can call 986-0362.
Now, did you hear about drive-in movie night Saturday?
No.
There's a screening of Groundhog Day, written by a local screenwriter, Danny Rubin. And you can listen to the film by turning into, sorry to mention it, one of your rivals, KBAC FM 98.1. Not that
we
consider
a rival.
It. It's just another radio station in town. 8 o'clock, Saturday.
We love them.
Right. But I think it's playing at the Vargas Center, but you can tune into it on your radio. But if you buy concession sales, it benefits Warehouse 21 at 989-4423 for information. Meanwhile, Moby Dick. Now, we all know about Moby Dick. And we're not talking about Herman Melville. It's a performance by the local Led Zeppelin tribute band. 9:30 p.m., Willie's Club, over there on Guadalupe Street. You don't have to pay too much to get in. That's also Saturday night, 9:30 p.m. Now, you wake up on Sunday. You're feeling hungover. You're wondering what happened to Saturday. And you say to yourself, I want to get outdoors, get some fresh air, and maybe take in some art. Well, do I have something for you? The Northern New Mexico Fine Arts and Crafts Guild Outdoor Art Show is running all day Sunday, 10 to 5, in Cathedral Park, downtown, 213 Cathedral Place, right near the church, which means you can also go to Mass or pop in and, you know, visit the church, which is beautiful. The show, I believe, is also running Memorial Day, which is Monday. Don't let your viewers forget. Well, you don't have viewers.
Listeners.
Yeah, they're listening. That on Monday, it's Memorial Day, because you have to remember, so it's good to... Right? Yeah, that's on So also the outdoor art show is Monday at the same time. And
are you flustered?
No, I'm just...
You're flustered.
I'm just trying to get out of this right now. The Santa Fe...
I frustrated you.
The Santa Fe Society of Artists group show is also on Sunday at the corner of Sandoval and Johnson Streets next to the El Dorado Hotel and Spa. So there's some outdoor art shows on Sunday, and I suspect on Monday. And you can include that. And why don't you mention this SOS Sunday afternoon in El Dorado that you just had those guys on.
Ah, yes.
Go ahead.
Puppets Revenge, 5 to 7 on Sunday at the train station in El Dorado. I guess it's the train station. And we just talked about it. It's a soiree. It's sort of in the tradition of, you know, before there was TV and radio and people got together on some night and actually, you know, sang and danced and did plays and puppet shows to amuse and enlighten each other.
And this is like the fourth one. I haven't been to one yet. I'm going to try to make this one at 5 o'clock in the El Dorado train station next to the El Dorado Community Center. You got to pay to get in, but you get some cheese and wine. Here's a phone number to call for recommended reservations, 216-0882.
That is so true. Hey, up at St. John's, the art exhibit Invisible Forces of Nature, presented by the Forum on Science and Art. It opened a couple of weeks ago, but they've extended it. It's going to remain up through the 1st of June. It's at the St. John's College Art Gallery at the Peterson Student Center on the second floor. And the hours are Friday and Saturday from 5 to 8, and then Sunday from 1 to 5, or by appointment, 984-6099.
It's the invisible what?
The Invisible Forces of Nature.
Do you remember when Popeye put vanishing cream on his skin and he became invisible in that cartoon?
That would be so cool.
What would you do?
I can't say that on the air.
You're naughty.
I am not.
You are, too. You'd probably find out when I was down at the, you know, guy's
locker room. It's immediately about you.
Right. I know exactly what you'd do. I'd be
what?
Embarrassed.
What?
You'd be pinching my backside in the locker room and I'd know it was you. Except if you could do it with vanishing cream, I would do it. But that's why we can't do those things. By the way, that's a lovely pendant around your neck. That's very pretty.
Oh, thank you. I'll hold it up to the microphone so that the audience can see.
Your eyes are kind of blue, aren't they?
That's what, yes.
I saw you in the neighborhood. You sure are looking good with your blue eyes. Pretty blue eyes. Remember that song by Steve Lawrence?
No.
I thought I was in love before. Then you walked through my door with your blue eyes, pretty blue eyes. Then it goes like this. Do-do-do-do-do, I saw you through my window. Do-do-do-do-do, my heart skipped a beat. I want to sit on your doorstep, baby, so that I can meet pretty blue eyes. Won't you come out tonight so I can dance with you in the pale moonlight? Because I love you. Love you, pretty blue eyes. You're nice to let me sing on the show.
I like it when you sing on the show, and a lot of other people do. Hey, you inadvertently auditioned for the Men's Camarada.
I've auditioned for a lot of things in my life, including county jail. But you look great today in blue. You've got blue top, blue pendant, blue eyes, and you don't have a blue spirit, which is nice. Which reminds me, without saying too much, we're not doing the show for the next 2 weeks, right?
Correct.
All right, so people just know this. We won't be on the air for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, don't send it. You can send us things, but it won't do you any good.
No, it won't.
Get them the positivo, though.
It will if you send it to me in time a week in advance. What the heck was I talking about?
I have no idea.
What time is it?
It's 8:47.
Okay. Native Roots and Rhythms is looking for performing artists for their 14th annual festival in August. I'm going to give you a phone number. 505-620-8539. The Santa Fe Public Library is looking for artists to exhibit their work in their Tybee Davis Satin Gallery upstairs. You got to bring a minimum of 5 samples of your work to the Art Committee's regular meetings, which is 2 p.m. the first Wednesday of every month, which, if I'm not mistaken, would be the Wednesday after next week. If you want information, here's a phone number, 955-6720. And just so you know, the auditions for this year's Santa Fe Playhouse's Fiesta Melodrama, which runs in August, is on 1 p.m. Saturday, May 31st, and 6:30 p.m. Sunday, June 1st. Prepare a song and be prepared for a cold reading. I could sing my way through that.
You could. You could sing your way through just about anything.
Santa Fe Playhouse, 142 East of Argus Street, 988-4262. And one last thing. Warehouse 21 is doing an original play by a young local teen. It's looking for young actors 18 to 23 to be in it. And they're having more auditions this Sunday at 2 o'clock at the new Warehouse 21 building over at Site Santa Fe. Call Winston, who wrote and is going to direct it, at 603-7612.
Hey, did you talk about Canticum Novum?
I can't even pronounce it. How the heck would I talk about it? It was sitting here in front of me. I was hoping you would bring it up.
Canticum Novum, chamber orchestra and chorus, directed by the marvelous Kenneth Knight, musical director. Spring concert of unjustly neglected masterpieces. That's tomorrow at 6 o'clock, May 24th, at 6 o'clock in the evening, and then Sunday at 3 o'clock at St. Francis Auditorium, which is in the New Mexico Museum, at 107 West Palace Avenue, right off the plaza here in Santa Fe. And they're playing CPE Box Magnificat, and they are playing, let's see, Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 25 in C major, and all sorts of good things. For more information, you can call the box office at 438-6581, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
Excellent.
Now you just show up.
The weekend's here, and you're thinking to yourself, you know what, I want to go out and hear some music in the next couple nights. There's a lot of good groups playing in a lot of the local venues, and I'm just going to list a few right now. We don't list prices on the air, but I will tell you if there's a cover or not. Tonight, El Dorado Hotel and Spa, John Gooch on the piano, 5:30, no cover. You got to go over to Aunt Evangelo's at 9 p.m. They're up on the Canyon Road for the Sean Helium Band, rock and roll. You got to pay a cover charge. The Hilton of Santa Fe has Jerry Carthy doing Irish tunes tonight, 8:30 o'clock, no cover. I ran into him last night at Upper Crust. He said, "Is it yourself?" I didn't know what he was talking about. I thought the guy spoke English, but then I remembered it's like Maureen O'Hara and the Quiet Man. She was always saying, "Is it yourself then?" And Maureen O'Hara, I would definitely say yes to on anything. But anyway, so Jerry told me he's no longer playing at the a couple of places, including San Francisco Bar and Grill, but he's working elsewhere. But here he is, apparently, according to the Posse Tampa calendar, at the Hilton tonight, 8:30, no cover. Billy D doing rock and blues at 3:30 today at the Orr House on the plaza. He's followed by Don Curry doing guitar, rock, and folk music, 8 o'clock, no cover. At the Tin Star, the Jakes are doing classic rock tonight, 9 o'clock, cover charge. And finally, Vanessa, Doug Montgomery on piano, followed by Charles Tischner on piano, no cover. Doug's at 6, Charles is at 8. That's tonight. Let me mention a couple of 8 o'clock, pardon me, Saturday night ones, and then I'll let you say something. Bumblebees tomorrow night, John Trentacosta and Friends, jazz, 6 o'clock, no cover charge. Fusion 32 Stairs downtown has house music and hip-hop at 9:30 p.m. You've got to call them to find out the cover charge. La Casa Siena has the best
Siena.
Of Broadway. Yeah, them too. They got Best of Broadway and Jazz at 5:30 and 8, no cover charge. Pranzo Italian Grill has David Geist on the piano, 6 o'clock Saturday night, no cover charge. And Raising Cane Bluegrass, 6 o'clock Saturday night, 2nd Street Brewery, no cover charge. You want to get more information, pick up the Paso Tiempo calendar. And if you like animals, go on the website of the Santa Fe, New Mexico, and check out, I forget the name of it, Scoop. What's the Scoop? It's called Scoop. It's, you got to find out about animals. You'll find it. Just go on and do the Scoop thing. Check
it's
out.
A, it's a Santa Fe Animal Shelter related.
Well, it's animal related, and Ben Swan put it together for the New Mexican.
Oh, it's not Santa Fe Animal Shelter related.
No, it's the Santa Fe New Mexican putting together an animal page for people. And
well, that's good.
Check out ePasatiempo for the free online ePasatiempo.
Spay and neuter your animals, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, you should take care of that so we don't have extra ones running around that we have to then announce that we need adaptations for.
We'd like announcing it, but there are just way too many animals that get killed because there's nobody to care for them.
I know, and they don't need to be there. You need to take care of them.
Opera on Screen. It's the 2008 Santa Fe Opera Film Series at CCA Cinematheque, beginning on May 29th and running through the 13th of July. And let's see what the first opera is. May 29th.
Opera or opera movie?
Opera movie.
Because the first opera is Falstaff, I think.
I know. Knights of Caviria.
Oh, I like it when you
That's 7:30 on the 29th of May, which is a Thursday. And it goes on from there. You can go to the CCA website, which is ccasantafe.org. Or you can call 982-1338.
Today, Native Treasures Indian Arts Festival preview. If you want to see what's happening this weekend at the Native Treasures Indian Arts Festival, you got to pay to get in if you want the preview tonight at 6 o'clock, which includes some appetizers and the chance to meet the artists. Plus, you'll get an early bird ticket for tomorrow's actual Indian Arts Festival. It's at Milner Plaza, Museum Hill, Camino Alejo. You got to pay to get in. 982-6366, extension 112. As for the actual event itself, it's up there at Milner Plaza from 10 to 3, I think, both days. 476-1250 for more information. Or check out the Paso Tiempo to make sure I'm telling you the truth. Yeah, that's right. That's Saturday. Good. Also, Saturday night is the I'm gonna have a hard time pronouncing this. Saturday night is the testosterone testimonials. Do you know much about this?
Yeah, we had them on the air early, recently.
Right.
And it's basically a bunch of dudes talking about being dudes.
It's men talking about being men, and I'm all for this. Because quite often we hear about women talking about being women, which fascinates me to no end. But sometimes, you know, guys just need to talk about what it's like being a guy. And
isn't that the whole entire history of Western culture until about 50 years ago?
What do you mean? Wait a minute. Here we go. I'm trying to just get through the listing. We're taking 2 weeks off. What kind of thing are you throwing at me with 2 minutes
to spare? Nothing. Never mind.
What do you mean, the whole Western? What do you mean?
Hey, some of the films from the African Effect Film Festival are continuing, including Babasi's The Prince Who Contemplated its Soul at Cinematheque at the CCA in Santa Fe. And many other movies are happening there, not to mention The Screen, which is a marvelous place to see movies. That's on the College of Santa Fe campus. And the Santa Fe Film Center. The fact that we have these three, not to mention the other regular, Translux, whatever, commercial theaters, we truly have amazing independent cinema here in Santa Fe.
We do.
Support them. Check it out.
The testosterone thing is at 7:30, which I didn't get to say, Saturday night at the James A. Little, New Mexico School for the Deaf. You got to pay to get in. You can pay more for a post-show celebration at Vanessi, 998-1951. And I just have one story to tell you, based on your commentary. How much time do I have left?
You've got about 3 minutes.
You know, when I was like 20 years old, I was at a bar with one of my girlfriends who was this really fiery redhead Italian. She looked kind of really cute. And this guy pinched her on the derriere. And she wanted me to go fight the guy. That's what it's like to be a man. And it's what is it like to be a woman? You get pinched on the rear end by
Did you fight the guy?
No, the guy was huge. I'm not going to fight the guy.
So what's the problem?
The problem is you suddenly start having a fight because you're not, like, you know, standing up for your girlfriend. And, you know, it just happens. It stinks that happened to her, and it stinks that I wouldn't fight the guy.
If that's your worst problem, you're doing really good, Robert.
I know that, but I'm just talking about the things guys go through. And I'm not doing a good job adjectifying.
Oh, like that's so much to go through.
I'm not... See, this is the thing. Now you started me. It's just not easy to be a person who's living when you're alive, no matter what your gender is. And everybody has their challenges. And I'm just saying it's interesting to hear the guys go on and talk on the show about what it's like to be a guy. And I'm hoping that it'll be an exciting movie theater Saturday night. And I would love to go see women talking about being women, especially if I was the only guy there. But anyway, I've spoken enough, and I thank you for your time and energy, and I'm leaving now.
No, you're not. You have to stay here till the end. It's 8:56, so we have another minute and a half.
Do you have anything to announce?
Yes, let's see. Tonight at Gig, which is a music space at 1808 2nd Street at 8 o'clock in the evening, Ty Burho and Bruce Dunlap are playing music, and Ty Burho has been a disciple of the great tabla maestro Ustad Zakir Hussein since 1990, and he's dedicated his career to music as a spiritual path.
You should go punch the guy in the mouth, she tells me.
I did not.
No, not you, but this was 20 years ago.
I wouldn't do that.
If you want to, yeah, you'd
Or if
probably,
I did, it'd have to be something more than a pinch.
Well, that's the thing. You'd be like Rosalind Russell. You'd just haul off and hit the guy yourself and start a bar fight, which would be good.
That would really hurt them.
Crawl out the door and get out of there. That's another thing. I was in a bar.
Listen, people, I was at home the other night with some friends, some women friends, and somebody said there's a brown recluse spider in the bathroom. Somebody has to kill it. So it's always me. I'm always the one who has to kill the black recluse, the black widow spider, the brown recluse spider. I'm always the one who has to catch the mice. You know, I'm the one who has to do the dirty work.
I get up on the table if there's a mouse. I'm not catching no.
Exactly. So who's gonna? I'm gonna be the one who catches the mouse, and then you complain about how dudes have to do all that kind of work.
I'm not. I didn't say a word about that kind of work. I just said that, you know, there's these things happen. I was in a fight broke out in the Golden Rail Bar in Newburgh, New York. And right next to my table, and when the fight was over, the girl I was going out with never went out with me again, because by the time the fight was over, I had managed to position myself behind her with my back to the wall. And so she was in between me and the fisticuffs, and she was furious at me.
Yeah, well.
Well, there was no black widow spider. I would have at least tried to run. I'm getting myself deeper and deeper. I'm glad we're having 2 weeks off. What are you going to do this weekend?
What am I going to do this weekend? Let's see. I don't know. I thought I might walk, take some walks with the dogs.
Oh, that's right. Doggadies are fun. 2 weeks off. We'll see you back in June.
We'll see you in June.
Yeah, and...
And I'm going to be moderating the discussion or having a conversation
Monday night?
Monday, the 9th of June with David Iglesias.
Excellent. All right, say goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye to everybody.
You're not going to do the chow thing?
Oh, right. The chow thing. Dog chow. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. Robert Knott joins us just about every week. Speaking of the arts, he is the associate editor of the Positampo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. He has a mustache. He's awful cute. And we'd love to have him here, although we won't be here for the next 2 weeks. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528. By the way, KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. And we've got listeners all over the place. We have a listener in Duluth, Minnesota. We have listeners in Rhode Island and Massachusetts.
Stop diluting yourself.
That's good. We're also podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where if you didn't hear the live stream, you can hear the shows anytime you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. And you can also subscribe to the show on iTunes. Thanks to Laurel Reynolds for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz a la carte.
That's another thing about guys. We don't like it when you watch us when we're going to the bathroom.
This is a family show, Robert.
So families go to the bathroom.
Broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company.
Get a towel.
My name is Mary Charlotte. Have a wonderful weekend. I know who you are, Robert.
I'll see you in a few weeks.
All right. Have a wonderful next couple of weeks. And hasta la vista,
no,
baby.
Say ciao.
Let's say it together.
Ciao. I like that.
I like it, too.